Right now, though, the grand jury not meeting today in Manhattan in the hush money case involving former President Trump. It's not clear why. It's just one of a few investigations and cases against Mr. Trump happening right now. It could also be the weakest. Richard Hassan is a UCLA law professor who specializes in election law. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to be with you.
So why would this particular case be the weakest?
Well, so this is a case being brought in state court under state law, and we don't know exactly what the charges are going to be because nothing's been released. But the claim is that it's going to be falsifying business records, which would be a misdemeanor, probably no jail time for that, especially for a first-time offender. That actually seems pretty strong. But the theory that we hear is that they may try and couple it with a campaign finance violation involving the Stormy Daniels hush money, and that would turn it into a felony. That kind of bootstrapping probably is not allowed under state and federal law. And so that's why making it into a serious case seems like it's going to be a stretch.
I was going to ask, because as I understand it, the federal government did, federal prosecutors, that is, did look into that possibility and ended up, you know, punting. So if the feds didn't think they could prosecute, why would a local district attorney think that he could?
Well, so Michael Cohen pled guilty to this crime in federal court as part of a package of crimes that he pled guilty to. So it was something that federal prosecutors were considering. And there are some claims that Bill Barr, when he was Donald Trump's attorney general, quashed this. But Merrick Garland, when he came in as Biden's attorney general, didn't revive it. How could a state district attorney come in? It's not clear, because generally, violations of federal campaign finance laws can only be brought in federal court. And so there's a question as to whether or not there's some kind of concurrent jurisdiction, or whether violating the federal law could also violate state law. It's a very technical issue. And if you're going to bring a claim against the former president, the first time such a claim, it seems a little tough to do that when no one's ever been prosecuted by this route before.
So if this just stays with the falsifying business records, there are some of Trump supporters who say this is completely political because no one ever gets charged with falsifying business records. But that's not true. People get charged with it all the time. It's just not as serious as the campaign finance violations.
Right. I just saw a recent compilation of when there are a lot of falsifying business records claims in New York, and when they could be combined with some other crime, they have been charged as felonies. It's just this particular combination, if that's what we see, would be novel. And the difference between a misdemeanor and a felony here, you know, the possibility of jail time is pretty significant. So it's not just whether or not he's charged, it's how he's charged and what the crimes are. If, for example, it's obstruction of justice and they could prove, or witness tampering, that might make a stronger case. But we don't know until the grand jury, if it issues an indictment, does issue an indictment.
Right. So let me try to play out, since we're in this realm of speculation anyway, let's play out one thing here. So let's say he is indicted, Mr. Trump, in New York by the Manhattan District Attorney. And then let's say he's also indicted in Georgia. That's the DA that's looking into whether he tried to subvert the election results in the state of Georgia to change who won, he or Joe Biden. Biden, of course, won that. And then you've got the federal investigation that's being conducted into whether or not he incited what ended up being an insurrection. And let's say they also charge. As a matter of practice, wouldn't the feds go to the two local DAs and say, before you put Mr. Trump on trial in your state courts, we want to add him first?
Well, let me first say that you didn't mention a fourth charge, which I think is actually the most likely, which is with the classified documents.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Same special prosecutor, this guy Jack Smith, but he's investigating two different sets of crimes. And the clearest case seems to me, the easiest case, is that
the
one
documents.
Classified
yes.
record.
Yeah.
They'll have to decide what order to do this in. And it's very unlikely, given all of the kinds of pretrial motions that could take place, that there's going to be any trial before the 2024 election is complete. So it is quite possible that Donald Trump would be under multiple indictments and the courts would be figuring out how to schedule all this so they could all be considered. And he's running for president, and he's the front runner right now running for president.
All right. Thank you so much, Richard Hassan, UCLA law professor specializing in election law.